If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's number one rated sportsbook app. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, journeyman, five teams, 7 years. You see all the helmets and game balls behind me. Those of you that check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Now I got a bunch of media gigs and a bunch of podcasts. And I must say, this has quickly become my favorite podcast because it is so fun watching the games, knowing I have a little skin in the game for you guys, the great listeners of the Even Money Podcast. Please check me out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL across the board. We are at Ross Tucker Pod. But I will tell you, the star of this show, his name is Steve Fezzik. He's the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football gambling, the Super Contest at the Westgate Casino. His name is Steve Fezzik. Check him out on Twitter at Fezzik Sports and only at Fezzik Sports. Steve, it's week 10 already, my friend.
And it's week 11, right? We just finished week 10.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Week 11 in the end. Wow. Week 11. You're right.
I have to tell you, it's all blur by the time that Thanksgiving approaches. And speaking for professional bettors, the holidays are a nightmare because you're just a zombie by the time Thanksgiving through the Christmas comes around. And then sometime mid-January, normally when you'd be recovering, you're doing the football playoffs along with basketball. You don't really get a break until the end of March.
So here's what we do on the show. Most of you are familiar, but we're getting new listeners every week, which is awesome. The show's about 30 minutes, sometimes a little less, sometimes a little bit more. We go over our bets from the week before so that you guys can keep us honest and we can make sure everyone gets to know exactly how we fared the week before, lessons we learned, maybe lessons we didn't. Then we make all of our picks for week 11 in the NFL, all of which courtesy, of course, of the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That is where we get our spread. So let's dive into week 10 last week. And we started out Thursday night, Steve, Colts, Titans. Neither one of us had a bet there. Obviously, the Colts took care of business. Washington, Detroit. I had two units on Washington getting the 4 points. Like I suspected, Steve, Alex Smith and the boys came through for me, and the Lions found a way. Look, they won the game, but the Lions once again gave up a big lead, which worked very much into my favor. Two units for me with the Washington football team.
I just researched Patricia under the Lions. It's 3 years now. The Lions, in the first half, they play their opponents evenly. They're like a 500 team. In the second half, the Lions play like a 4-12 team, getting outscored on average by 4 points per game. You want no part of the Lions in the second half, no adjustments at halftime.
Interesting. I like it, Steve. You're always on top of it. All right, I should mention, by the way, for that Colts-Titans game, you had the Colts in two different teaser legs. One, you teased them up to +8. One with the Ravens at -1.5. One with the Chargers at +8.5. Chargers came through for you. Colts came through for you. The Ravens did not. I got hurt by that as well. We will get to that a little bit later. Steve, we got to talk about the Texans and the Browns. I took the Texans getting 3.5 points. Watching that Nick Chubb run, Steve, that was unbelievable. I mean, I talked about it earlier in the week on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. There's like a minute left. He breaks into the clear when all they're trying to do is run the clock out. I'm thinking, oh, no, you've got to be kidding me. I thought it's a loss. When he ran out of bounds at the one, that was one of the best feelings, Steve, I've had in a long time.
Yeah, and think about the implications, people losing the week in their fantasy contests, people having bets on Chubb year-long for how many touchdowns he has, et cetera. The grand salami bets on total points scored in the NFL. I mean, across the board, it has implications, but very much the correct thing to do. And frankly, 30 years from now, this is going to become routine in terms of teams and endgame strategy and when to score and when not to score.
That's really interesting. Why do you say that?
Well, I think we were so backwards 20 years ago that teams would never think about letting the opponent actually score. You know, the first time I saw it, I'm still convinced in the Super Bowl that the Green Bay, Denver Super Bowl, that Green Bay just let Denver score and take the lead by 7. And that's really the first time that I even saw an NFL team think about, hey, you know, I'm better off just getting my offense back on the field.
So anyway, Texans, that was one more unit for me. So I was up 3 in the early going there. Then we've got, and you did not have a bet on that one. Then we have Jags, Packers. We both leaned Packers. Man, I'm glad that's all we did was lean it because they barely won the game and certainly didn't cover the 13.5. Then Eagles, Giants. You put 2 units on the Eagles. I leaned Giants. If it was 3.5, I would have gone Giants. Obviously, I wish I would have. They won the game outright by 10, and it was no fluke. There was no turnovers by Wentz. They were just the better team, Steve.
No doubt about it. You know, I'm shocked that Peterson and the analytics team's getting crushed for going for 2 down 4, and no one seems to understand that it's the right thing to do. The best evidence I can give everyone why it's correct, it didn't matter in this game because you got completely outplayed. Imagine a scenario where you're just going to get that score, you're down 4, and then you get one more drive at the end of the game. Well, if you kick the extra point, you're down 3, and let's say there's 30 seconds left, I've got the ball on your 30, all right? Who's winning? I don't know. You know, it's really tough because I don't know whether to take any risks or just head to overtime and kick the long field goal where I'm an underdog to make it. But imagine 2 alternative scenarios where I went for 2 before. Well, if I'm up 2 points, I win. I'm going to kick the game-winning field goal. And if I'm down 4, you don't win. You're still in trouble because now I can go balls to the wall trying to score. You take those 2 situations, and I'm an overall favorite over you to win the game. If you merge it into me just being down 3, I'm not. And that's why he's correct to go for 2.
I'm not sure I followed that. I mean, you're saying you're playing out both the down 2 and down 4 situations. When you combine those 2, you have better odds to win than if you are in the down 3 situation.
Correct. Yes. Succinctly put, Ross. Thank you.
Got it. Okay. I think I can buy that maybe because you're down 4, you make sure you have to get the touchdown. You're down 2, you kick a field goal, you win. You're down 3, you probably settle for a field goal, go to overtime where it's 50-50 there. Interesting. All right. So you had 2 units on the Eagles, did not work. Bucks, Panthers. Boy, this was a best bet. Panthers got off to a great start. Bridgewater was playing awesome, Steve. But as I suspected, and as why I only put 1 unit on it, the Tom Brady FU factor was real and it was spectacular. The Bucks didn't punt once. They obliterated the Panthers 46-23.
Yeah, and playing against a team, a good team that just got crushed, probably not a good idea. And I did it because my power rating said Carolina, but the situational spot, like you said, Brady, very upset, and Tampa Bay was the right side.
All right, Broncos, Raiders was another best bet for us. We liked the over 52, and that was the line on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, which is the only sportsbook app we use because it's the best sportsbook app. And unbelievable here, Steve. I mean, Locke throws 4 interceptions. The Raiders dropped about a million balls. Aguilar, Waller, Ruggs. Locke scores a touchdown. The end of the first half, runs in for a touchdown, calls back on a hold. Then he throws an interception. So don't even get the field goal there, which would have at least given us a push. I mean, the Raiders held up their end of the bargain, 37 points. The Broncos scored 12 points. I'm still ticked off about that one. We both lose 2 units on the over 52 Raiders-Broncos.
Yeah, and the Raiders are a dead nut over team. They can't stop anyone, and they can score. Just didn't work out in this game.
Bills, Cardinals, we had nothing. You leaned Cardinals, which it would have ended up being a push because it was -2 on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Chargers, Dolphins, I put 1 unit on the Dolphins. That came through. They won by 8. They were laying 2.5 points on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You didn't have anything there. Boy, we both leaned Bengals in the Bengals-Steelers game. I'm glad that's all it was a lean. Rams, Seahawks, you have been higher on the Rams than other people. They were laying 2 points on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. You put 2 units on it, and it came through for you, Steve.
Yeah, and the Rams are a team that's already had 4 trips to the East Coast, so they've carried heavy travel fatigue all year long, finally got their bye, finally got to play an opponent that had their own fatigue, Seattle, third road game in 4 weeks, and I really think that that was the difference.
Niners, Saints, we both leaned to the Saints. That was the right side to be on. They won 27-13. Ravens, Patriots, killed one of your teasers, killed one of my teasers. I got 2 units on the Bills and Seahawks. Bills +8, Seahawks +8. We teased both of those from +2 to +8, or at least I did. That came through for 2 units. Unfortunately, I had the Ravens -1.5, Bears +9. The Bears got it done, but the Ravens, oh, the Ravens. Sunday night, Steve, losing 23-17 to the Patriots. They screwed both of us, man. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if that was more disappointing for the Ravens or kind of impressive by the Patriots, the way they pounded the football.
What stands out to me is how the Patriots and Belichick can handle unusual circumstances and special situations. So it's kind of a monsoon in the second half. And Cam, after the game, said, no biggie, we practice all the time with the wet balls, we're prepared. And contrast that with Baltimore. Not one, but 2 snaps from center. Ross, you played center some, right?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah. So you, how many times did you like send the ball scuffling back behind the quarterback in your career?
One time. It was 2004 for the Buffalo Bills against the Jets. And right before I snapped it, the nose tackle, right as I was about to snap it, the nose tackle got a great jump. And so what you instinctively do, Steve, is when the guy jumps, you need to get ready to block him. So you drop your butt. You know, you drop to get ready to block him. So as I started to drop my butt, as I was snapping it, it hit my left butt cheek and just trickled back. Bledsoe had to jump on it. That was a bad feeling coming off the sideline. I think the D coordinator said something to me, the Meadowlands, 80,000 people, and I hit my butt with the football. Not one of my finest moments of my life, that's for sure.
Well, Baltimore did that not once, but twice last night in the second half. And ultimately, that shows a team, in my opinion, that just wasn't prepared for the conditions.
Okay, for the week. I was up 1 unit. You were down 4 units. For the year, I am up 15 units. You are up 2 units. Our best bets. Ooh. We had 2 losses on our best bets. Did we not have? Yeah, neither one of the teasers were best bets. So we 0-2 on our best bets. Makes us 16-13 on the year. We're still 55%, but that hurts. I love our best bets. I take them seriously. All of that, of course, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook app. Let's dive into Week 11. Let's kick some butt. Before we do, though, I will mention that I mentioned this last week. I know a lot of people former players, others that are really into CBD. And I know some of them that they just prefer smokable CBD. Cushy Dreams offers a full lineup of premium smokable CBD. I know some NFL guys. Certainly, I know some of my college teammates. They specialize in extraordinary CBD-rich hemp flower, a.k.a. bud, in cans and pre-roll CBD joints. So there's lots of different options. It looks like high-quality marijuana, feels like it, tastes like it, obviously, without the THC. Go to cushydreams.com, K-U-S-H-Y. Get some high-quality CBD bud at checkout. Use promo code EVENMONEY for 20% off every order. First, second, third. Listen, there's a lot of different ways you can get CBD. I know people that prefer to smoke it, so smoke your CBD. KUSHYDreams.com.
All right, guys, let's start off week 11, Thursday night football, Ross. The Arizona Cardinals at the Seattle Seahawks. Two teams, by the way, in your, top 10 of your power rankings? Seattle, 3.5-point favorites with a total of 57.5. All these lines, of course, courtesy of the DraftKings Sportsbook app.
Right. I'm not exactly sure why Seattle's laying 3.5 points here. And I don't really care about the Hail Mary at the end either way. I just don't think Seattle's playing very well right now. I think Kyler Murray is playing very well. And so I like Arizona getting the 3.5 points, more than a field goal. I think this is kind of a toss-up game. Two units, Arizona Cardinals getting the 3.5.
Going to pass the game. My power ratings only make the game 3, so there is value with Arizona. You know, Pete Carroll, his post-game conference, very upset talking about all the turnovers, how they got to correct it, and going back to, we already discussed, when I've got a good team that has disappointed, that's not a team I typically want to bet against, especially on a Thursday night game where the home team typically has a bigger edge. I'm going to pass.
Steve, the first game we're going to talk about for Sunday, it's the Philadelphia Eagles at the Cleveland Browns, and the Cleveland Browns favored also by 3.5 points. This one, though, the total is at 46.5.
So my power rating line is 3 on this game, which would have me leaning to the Eagles. But I got to tell you, I really think these weather conditions in Cleveland, by the way, if you're looking for a place to live, probably Cleveland maybe not goes to the top of the list during the wintertime. This is the third straight game, mistake on the lake, that it looks like we're going to have weather conditions for Cleveland. So for a running team that just got Chubb back, that should absolutely benefit the Browns. One, because they run the ball, and two, because they've got to be used to these conditions by now. So I'm going to go ahead and pass this game.
You know, I'm going to pass the game as well. Well, do you have a lean, Steve? Remember, we're doing the, for our listeners, if we can, we're doing the lean. So would you still, if you had to lean, would you lean Philadelphia?
I'll lean Cleveland because of the weather.
Got it. I would lean Philadelphia because it's 3.5. They were embarrassed by the Giants. That was a terrible performance. This is the type of game they bounce back from and play much better. So I would lean Philadelphia. It's just hard to take them after what I saw the other week and to have faith that they'll come back, especially the way Cleveland was able to run the football and the way the Giants, frankly, ran the football. So it's just a lean for me, Philadelphia getting the 3.5.
Ross, the New Orleans Saints minus Drew Brees. They're still laying 4.5 points at home against the Atlanta Falcons with a total of 51.
Not quite sure what to expect from either Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston, but whoever it is, I don't think they're going to be as good as Drew Brees. And I think there's a chance they turn it over. And Atlanta's played very well under Raheem Morris. I know the Saints defense has been better, but I like getting the 4.5 points with Atlanta in this one. Two units on the Atlanta Falcons getting the 4.5.
Yeah, I mean, Drew Brees is getting disrespected here. I've got him as a top 5 quarterback, and now you're going to a very good backup quarterback. The look-ahead line was 7, and now the line's 4.5 to 5. Not enough of an adjustment. Like the Falcons, two units, best bet.
The best bet.
Next game, Steve, the Detroit Lions at the Carolina Panthers, and I'm showing here the Panthers laying 1.5 points, but no total on the board.
Yeah, so questions about Teddy Bridgewater, questions about Stafford off the board in many places. I'm going to give you two leans in this game. I spoke about the Lions being so much better in the first half. I'm going to lean Lions first half. I'm going to lean Carolina second half if you're going to bet this. I will pass the side.
Yeah, I would lean, man, it depends a lot on Bridgewater's status. I guess I'll lean Detroit because it sounds like Stafford's going to play. I don't know about Bridgewater. So I would lean Detroit just based on that. But this is a game, let's be honest, you can't bet this one until you know the status of the quarterbacks.
Moving on, New England at Houston, Ross, and the Patriots are laying 2.5 points on the road in Houston, total 47.5.
Very impressed by the Patriots the other night. It feels like two games in a row where they've played pretty well now. I know they didn't play great against the Jets. Texans are okay, but I feel like the Patriots are in a little bit of a groove now. So I'm going to lay the 2.5 points. I think the Patriots win by a field goal or more. I think the Patriots run the ball down the Texans' throats like the Browns just did and like they just did to the Ravens. Two units, Patriots laying 2.5.
Going to play a teaser here. I'm going to take the Texans up to the 8.5, and I need to tease them with someone. Well, the Jets, there's talk they're not going to win a game all year long. And if that's the case, they're not going to beat the Chargers, and I'll take the Chargers down to -2.5 for my second leg for two units.
Steve, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Steelers laying 10 points on the road. Total 47.5.
You know, I am shocked that this line is so small. No home field advantage for Jacksonville, and you've got second best team in the NFL against the second worst team in the NFL. So I hate laying 10 on the road, but that's the side I'm going to go ahead and lean to. And note on the Jacksonville Jaguars, two touchdowns. Obviously, the punt return touchdown, the other drive was 16 yards. So don't think that Luton and company suddenly had a good offensive performance against Green Bay. Lean Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I'm going to put a unit on Pittsburgh laying the 9.5. I think they're just on a roll right now. I'm with you on Jacksonville being very fortunate with those special teams plays. I don't envision that happening. I think the Steelers defense gets all over Luton. Jags defense is pretty terrible. I'll lay the 9.5 with the Steelers. I don't like to do that very often either. One unit.
Ross, the Washington football team laying 1.5 at home against the Cincinnati Bengals. 46.5 the total.
Well, I think Washington's very close to winning a game. I just think that the Bengals are going to bounce back and play better than they did against Pittsburgh. That was very surprising, very poor coming off of a bye. But Washington's obviously not Pittsburgh. I am teasing the Bengals up from 1.5 to 7.5. So I'm teasing the Bengals up 1.5 to 7.5, and I'm pairing them with Green Bay, who's getting 2.5 from the Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to tease Green Bay up to +8.5. So Bengals +1.5 up to 7.5, Packers +2.5 up to +8.5. Two unit, two team teaser.
You know, you talked me into it. I like that teaser. It's basic strategy through the key numbers. We'll go two units on that teaser as well.
The best bet.
Tennessee Titans at the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens laying 6.5 in this one. Our total 49. And that's you, Steve.
I guess it's my turn. One thing I want to clarify when I just said I'll do the teaser. Had a little short circuit. We're good with that teaser. You know, Baltimore, I want to bet against Tennessee because Tennessee is a complete fraud. They started the year 5-0 against bad teams, losing teams. Four of those games could have gone either way. They're +3 in turnovers against the Steelers. They still lose that game. Game after game, Tennessee has gotten breaks, and that's why the record is as good as it is. But I tell you, that Baltimore team, there's something just not right with them. I saw lots of injuries in their last game against New England. I haven't fully researched how many guys are actually going to be out. So I'll just lean to Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm going to put one unit on the Titans. They've had extra time for this one, whereas the Ravens played Sunday night. The Titans were embarrassed last time out. 6.5 is a lot. Something's wrong with the Baltimore Ravens. So one unit, Tennessee Titans getting the 6.5 points against Baltimore.
Miami Dolphins, Ross, are laying 3.5 points on the road at the Denver Broncos. Total 45.
Yeah, and you know, they're having a lot of success right now with some of the things they're doing, special teams, defensive touchdowns. I guess I just don't really feel like that can continue. I was tempted to lay the 3.5 with Miami, but I'm not going to do it. I still, if I had to, that's what I would do. I would lay the 3.5 with Miami, but I'm not going to.
And the Miami Dolphins, one of the most overrated teams with Tua. I've got the numbers here. Miami's averaging 30 points per game with Tua. That's great. NFL average, a little under 25. But Miami, in three games, has gotten 5 fluke touchdowns, 3 return touchdowns, and 2 drives from the 1-yard line after a blocked punt and a turnover. So you take those out, and suddenly Miami's only averaging 18 points with Tua. So I don't expect Miami to put up that many points. Denver, 2 units. The under, 2 units.
Steve, the Jets and the Chargers, can't wait for this one. Chargers favored by 8.5 with a total of 47.
So I already played the Chargers in a teaser. I know it's dicey whenever you're asking the Chargers to win any game because all they do is lose close games. But all the Jets do is lose. So I'll stick with that teaser that I played earlier.
Yeah, you know, the Jets looked pretty good last time out. They had all their full complement of receivers. They have a bye. The Chargers are not very good. I don't feel good about it, but I'm putting one unit on the New York Jets getting the 8.5 points.
Ross, the Green Bay Packers getting 2.5 points. We already talked about this one in your teaser, but for a straight up bet, against the Colts. At the Colts, total is 51.
Yeah, I certainly think, Bri, that Packers plus 2.5 is the way to go. Don't really understand this line, but I'm going to tease them up to plus 8.5, like I said earlier, to be safe.
Yeah, and the key number here in this game is 3. I agree with everything Ross says, and I'm going to lean to Green Bay, but I want 3. The difference between betting plus 2.5 and plus 3 in the NFL is the difference between shooting a bullet and throwing it. So it's so critical to get that key number that literally I know a lot of pro bettors that are just watching the screen for a game like this. And as soon as it hits 3, they buy like they did in Wall Street when Blue Star Airlines hit 16.
Steve, the Dallas Cowboys are getting 8.5 points at the Minnesota Vikings, 47.5 our total.
So I'll put another teaser down here. I've got to go ahead and lay the Vikings down to minus 2.5, and I need a game to play it with. You know what? We keep talking about how we like the Green Bay Packers, so I'll tease that one with the Green Bay Packers at all. 2 units, 2-team teaser.
So I feel like the Cowboys, I just need to know more about Andy Dalton's status. It sounds like he'll play. And if he plays, I would like the Cowboys getting the 8.5 points in that one. Short week for Minnesota. Cowboys coming off the bye. But I'm not going to actually make a wager on it now because of the uncertainty, but that would be my lean. I'd lean Cowboys getting the points.
Sunday Night Football, the Kansas City Chiefs, Ross, at the Las Vegas Raiders. Chiefs laying 6.5 with a total of 56.5.
Very, very tempted to take the Chiefs here and lay the 6.5. They're not happy about how that first game went. It's prime time. It feels like a game where Mahomes shines and the Raiders kind of crumble. So I would lean laying the points with the Chiefs, but 6.5's a little disrespectful to the way the Raiders have been playing, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, spot on the spot. loves Kansas City. Andy Reid is great off of a bye. And KC, with only one loss all year long against a team that showboated and grandstanded after that victory with their victory lap, I actually think we're going to get -6 because I think Vegas has become respected here in the betting markets. And because it's, you know, here in the gambling mecca, people are starting to jump on that Raider bandwagon. So my buy price is 6 on this one. If I have to, I would lay 6.5 at post. Right now, strongly in Kansas City.
Final game of the week, Steve. Monday Night Football, the Rams at the Bucks, and the Bucks are laying 3.5 points, 47.5 the total.
Yeah, very interesting. You know what? I'm going to go Squaresville here. I know the Rams have been playing very well defensively, but Tom Brady and company, now that they have AB, have so many weapons, and I certainly think that the Rams are going to be able to put up some points against anybody, even though the Bucs do have a good defense. I'm going to go over in a shootout here just for one unit.
Interesting. I would lean the Rams getting the 3.5 there. I won't do it. I think the Bucs have a chance to keep it going. They were embarrassed last time they were in primetime. But I think taking the points at the Rams is the right side to be on for those of you that want to bet that one. That'll do it, by the way, for this week's Even Money podcast. Please spread the word via social media. And remember, I will go ahead. You can get all of our picks, everything we just said in written form, patreon.com/RTmedia. Sign up to be a Tuckhead, patreon.com/RTmedia. For $10 a month, you can stop writing down all of our bets while you're working out or driving. patreon.com/RTmedia. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.